my brain was fast. They have a 38 observation and I'm the same. A lot of people just tell you that I believe and I need to. Because it isn't what they understand. But I'm ready to what? Continue on until, no one feels good until I need to eat. But I'll tell you a few things with the 39, I started working down to Kim Park. One of the first went down there to deal with it. But so there I was sober, not one day, 1 hour at all. During the day I was drinking on the job and on the food, and then after all me off the job and all me to my room now, that straight on to the walk down the next morning, and my teeth fell out of all, and yeah, I go to work. Yeah, not a play like that today. That lasted all through that job. Before that, I lost the job as a sales person. I was very good, not the best, but I made an average wage of satisfying the people that I'm working for. But I also was good. And I kept right on doing those work down there. It's the camp for us, just eat up all the time, drunk most of the time. Getting back home, and that job was good. Finally I got fired. The big shot caught me, and I got fired over that. I went directly to the front and started on it.
More than half the time, before I got there. Just couldn't resist the temptation. I wanted to quit skiing and nothing else. So those 5 years I worked towards the goal of buying more whiskey. So far as whiskey is concerned, that was all that did concern me was whiskey. My wife didn't concern me a damn bit. I'm going to say it. I'm telling the truth. So far as my knowledge is concerned right at this time, I don't know that I ever thought about my wife only when I wanted to go to the line to get money to buy whiskey when all mine was gone. I spent what I made a fast dollar, and my wife made a pretty good dollar. And I spent it all for whiskey. Practically everything. Other than what we just necessary, maybe a room rent or something like that. Some little food or something like that. That time while I was getting out of the hole, and I didn't have to spend no money for food, and I got out of pocket for meat. So, therefore, we didn't have to buy too many groceries, and I spent the remainder of my money for whiskey. And during that, 18 months, I was in one particular place. I had borrowed $500 above what she and I had made, and my wife didn't have decent clothes by her to wear to and from work, and I didn't either. I had a couple of damn old ragged suits, and I never pressed in one if I thought about it. And I'm still holding this job for the simple reason that there was nobody there. I was my own boss, and there was nobody around me to tell me what to do and how to do it. All I would do, I'd get communications, get letters from the office tell me what to do and what not to do. And then I still carried on with my own ability, which was very little, naturally, under the influence of whiskey, which all of our lives are unmanaged. That job lasted me 18 months, as I said. Now my district manager has come down, he came down about 4 times it was during this time that I was there. I did a good job in the store, how I did it, I don't know. The only way I know is my wife was here in the store. I drew my paycheck and drank whiskey. That was many times that 5 years, I mean, after 18 months, I was there at one particular place. I would manage to get to the store in the morning and go to the bank and get the money and make a nice deposit. I'd go to the bank and get the money and bring it back. Well, that's all. I never even checked the money. I didn't give it down so long it took me enough for me to get whiskey when my check run out. I had access to the cash drawer. And usually always made it up. And that was why I made up part of the money to make up the rest of the cash, $500. I did that because the boss was coming down to give me an order. Was stock check right? Well, I don't know. The clerk could have stole every damn thing he had in there. And I wouldn't have known it so far as my own ticket. My wife took care of it. The boss came down and checked me on that particular time. And I'm right to the I stayed sober the time he come down. I mean, if he came for one day, I'd stay sober that one day. That night, I got drunk, I'd come to work the next morning with him. Now, why in the hell couldn't I do that when he wasn't there? I mean, I walked on that. And I set my mind now that if I could stay sober for one day, when he's not here, my wife needs to talk about the same thing. Why can't I go ahead and do it when he's not here? Well, the only reason I'm here, I know now why I could. Exactly. Because I was trying to do it big shot myself. I was very high. I was determined that anything I went had to do it. But that one thing I was fully determined that I could do it. I was going to try, but I never succeeded in doing it. As soon as he would leave, well, then I started back to my drink. So finally it got so bad that I just told my wife, it was as hard as hell to come down here and check me out. Yes, it was hell. Now, I told Paul, man, told him, I said, now, mind you, I hear this from this one man, which he is a very, very good fellow. I never learned any more than any one person in his little times I've been with him. I never have. And he was very much interested in me. We built the store up. I said, we even wife built the store up. We were much higher figures than going when I went there. And I called him and told him, I said, you come down and check me out. What's the matter? I said, well, I don't know. Well, you'll be over that in the morning. I said, no, I'm not. I won't be. You just come on down and check me out. So it went on the next day, and I called him the next day. I said, I really need to come down and check me out. Come down? He said, I can't believe. Now, why he couldn't believe it, I don't know. I don't see why he couldn't help it. I'm bad. damn sure I could, but him being a non-alcoholic, he couldn't tell that I'd been drinking. Anyway, he came down and he told me, I said, he would send me over to Chicago, to Stephen Cure. I said, I'm afraid of that place, and I'll send you over there. I said, I haven't even got a damn time to get out of town. Well, he said, I'll see that it's paid, and you'll never have to pay it back if you go over. He told me, he said, you're too damn nice a guy to go down in a way and get too nice a wife. I said, well, I may have too nice a wife, but I said, I'm not fit to live for hell. The way condition I'm in, I said, I've got to do something about it. I said, I'm going to get out of this town. He said, she settled there. Now, mind you, I've tried everything, town to town, and laying on the town, and all the time it was me. I couldn't do the job by myself, as hard as I tried. I left the hand, went back to Chattanooga, and the same thing happened then. I didn't know when I got on the train to Jackson, Michigan. I didn't know when I got off the train to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't know when the hell was the case. As far as that's concerned, finally my wife said she bought it. And I don't know how I got through the train. Personally, I don't know what my wife told me, I don't know how I got away from the train, or when I got there, nothing at all about it. I sold it up one day, and long enough, go down and talk to a man about a job, and he hired him just like that. Went to work for him. He had three floors. He was in the shoe store. I had a bottle of paint on each floor. Every time I'd go for a pair of shoes, well, I'd pick them. He didn't give a damn what floor was on. I had me a place and I had my bottle. I'd stay drunk in that store, and at night I'd get drunk, just plumb drunk. Well, I was staying with my brother-in-law. She and I was rude. It's tight, me and I can see you just get drunk. Now, how the women can put up with it, I don't know. Finally, I asked, oh, damn me, I made an mouth and all that kind of wife. So she could stand me, I thought. But anyway, the man come to me at one time and told me that, if you don't stop drinking on the job, I'm going to have to get rid of it. It's bad as I need to. You're a good man. You can be three or four times as good as you just quit drinking the way. All right, I'll quit. The next day on that, the next day I started right back over, and I started drinking dips. I was drinking 10 gallons of dips. He didn't know. One day he comes to me and says, I got it. You go ahead and drink you with me. Quit drinking your dips. Now the hell I'm better than you with me. So I got, finally he fired me off on that job. Well, I had old money and I stayed some 4 weeks in Chattanooga to do a damn thing with the state house and all the cabin devil bring me with me. When the money was all gone, I had pawned all my clothes and spent all my wife's money, pawned her watch, pawned my watch ring, didn't have a dime in the world but left person. All we had was what she had coming left out of money. She had borrowed on a week's pay, and I finally come to myself and well and true, sober up, and get a job. I stayed sober 2 days, went down and got a job. One of the nice stores near the Chattanooga Pole, and started work the next day. I stayed sober 3 days, absolutely sober. At night, I was wild. I mean, I had a good appetite. And then go back to work the next day. It's hell. I'm sure hell about hell on earth as far as that goes. I mean, I didn't mean to bring that part of it in, but I just want to call back. During those times right now, my lifetime, in that 5 years, plumbed his blood and taking them, plumbed them up, and finally one was sick. And I had a point in order to get my nerves settled so I could go to work. Coming along while we were talking, my wife tells me she had been afraid to go to sleep at night, afraid that I died. She lay with her hand on my heart, she raised me the last beat of my heart. Now, I've been in those kind of shape. And I woke up many times back in the middle of the floor where I just jumped from out of bed. Take a drink of whiskey and go back to sleep. Sleep an hour or two and just jump the same damn way you get up and take another. I'm not telling a scary story or bragging about a damn thing I've done. I'm not proud of it. I'm not ashamed of it. It's just a fact that I have found a way to correct it where a lot of other people have. And I wish the Lord I could to talk to everybody and tell them the story I'm telling, that has been in any way kind of a shape that I have, or that's on the road. And I think these people could find help right now that had it on as far as I went, why it'd be a wonderful plan. Continue back to that Chattanooga job. Well, I worked 2 weeks in this place before I got paid. And my brother-in-law was flying the whiskey at night. I was going to send him back to Shuresville the first big day I got. Good intentions. Not enough whiskey to keep my nerves settled so I could taper off and quit. I was quitting in 2 weeks. Dead. Well, and that was the kind of question. Taper off, and I was fooling myself, lying to myself, all the time. So I knew I couldn't taper off. The only way I could quit drinking whiskey is just quit, and that's all. Take it out. Quit the hard way. I got to pay day out, all right, for the last 2 weeks, and I didn't go home that night. It was 3 o'clock the next morning, and I went home. I woke up the next morning. My wife was on the bed crying. I got up, and I had a bottle. I took a drink. I set it on the earth, and I put my clothes on. And I felt around. And I had $3 in my pocket, whereas I had drawn $126 the day before. And I had $3 in my pocket. And she broke down and said, now what are we going to do? I said, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm leaving this damn town and everybody else. I packed what few clothes I had left and went to town and pawned one bag of my clothes, enough to get me a bottle. Went down to the store where I didn't work and borrowed enough money to buy me a thing to get to Nashville. I went to Nashville and stayed there 3 months without hitting a lick. Drinking whiskey daily. Now mind you, I went there broke. My people wouldn't give me no money to buy no whiskey. Which now I can't drink. But if they knew my feelings, they would have given me money to buy some whiskey, but they didn't know. At night I would have fit. That's all there is to it. It's plain that I have fit. When you get to where snakes fall on all of you, blowing in my collection, and shaking your guts out, it's pretty rough. I don't mind that. It's pretty rough. Anyway, I stayed full of that whiskey for 3 months. It's a lick. Finally, my folks got together. They had to do something new. They sent me to Athens, where I couldn't have gone, mind me, myself and paid $10, let alone $250 a week. Why they did that, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't figure out why they wanted me to run. They took me up on Capitol Hill to talk to them that morning. I told them, all right, quick. And I drove in, I'm back out. No, I'll tell you what now. Planning to get drunk all the time. I'll tell you what. Y'all give me the money to help pay these checks out there. I had that time, and I found out later, I didn't know, didn't give a damn how many checks I had out. Didn't have a dime in the bank. $450 worth of checks that I had given. I didn't give you one for any damn thing. I could resell it and make any difference. I'd give you one for this thing. If it was $10, I'd give you one for $50 to get the change back. Most of them would give you the change and take the exact amount I got onto that. And I'd take the stuff for us to get with it. That's how bad I wanted with you all during that 3 months. I said, now I got a lot of checks out. I don't know how many I've got out, but I'll tell you what I'll do. Y'all give me that $200, and I'll go down and take up these checks, and I'll quit. Well, they got no smart on them. So you won't do it. Well, I said, I'm not going out to that damn place. I'm going to work and get ready. Straighten myself out. Going all around, I wasn't going to do it. I couldn't do it. Save my life. Anyway, I went out to Alps, and they put me on the green court, and got me all cleaned out there, and for 20 weeks, yes, I asked for a drink of whiskey. I had heard that I could get some whiskey out there, and they gave me a drink. But I like this. I said, I want to drink whiskey. I was really shaking. They gave me one like this. I drank it. And it helped me up a little bit. 15 minutes, went all from this. They put etiquette. As weak as I was, taking all that douche or whatever you want to call it, they run 6 gallons of water through me. They have 6 gallons now through me, and I put it all in the house. And I got down to 129 pounds, and my hands all swell, my feet swell, this old story, but it's all true. My eyes, I could not see out of them. The whiskey swelling again on what the hell it was. I fucked up. Anyway, after giving me all that stuff and he gave me an epitaph, and I thought, die, I would. I mean, I had one fit right after another. They finally sat me to the bed, and I'd say, shot me in the arm, and that quieted me down. By the third day, I started eating and started thinking. A year or two before that, a friend of mine told me, he said, which he was just as bad as I was. He was worse at the time, and he told me, he was about like I was then. And he had quit drinking for a year. And he had told me a year before that, he said, I've got some fun. I said, what is it? And he told me about the age. He asked me if he quit drinking. Shall I put it in my revenge? Anyway, I can find that seed in the back of my head and out of the back down the stairs, and I got to drink him. Well, I'm making that guy have done. I knew he was drinking it for a year. And he was a bigger, a cider drunk, or whatever you want to say it is, an alcoholic now, or whether it's a fancy or not, and I was always the damn drunk and bum. So, anyway, so I go to F and talk to him. He says, son, I'm getting sober and sober and sober than you're physically able to say so. But he says, I can't eat you sober. Well, I said, what about to say eight sober? If you're going to see it, says you're going to keep you sober. Well, on the fourth day, I made up my mind. I called and he came out to talk. Wasn't there a little I could gather from him, it wasn't nothing but a religious institution of me. I said, why, hell, fine, I'm not going up that hell. I'm not going to go to church or nothing. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to believe in religion or anything like that. Well, there, one time, I said, okay, I'm back. One time, and I went up, and I saw these people. I went up with my one pair of pants I had left, which wasn't too damn easy. And then I wired my brother's coat, hand over coat, blew up the club, and I did have a shirt back. I went up and I looked at him and I said, well, now, this is not me, this is folk. I'm drunk a bum like me. And I got to fight these damn guys that I've been drunk with a thousand times in the club. And I'd have had it with a skeleton, so I'm going to get sober this guy. Well, I had one impression put on me. If that guy can do it, I can do it. Some way, he found some kind of way to get to stay sober. And that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I want. I went in, and Jack Knox gave a talk that night to get his story, his life history. And I have done carefully the other night. There's a lot of things I left out when it's really important. But I think I qualify myself for now. And that was both along without the most time. Jack Knox did not say give his story, which hit me right between the eyes. There I was, exactly like Jack Knox did. When I needed to do it, I just went over and over in my mind. Well, I started in the A, and I never missed the night. For 6 months. Now, what kept me sober was the first step. I can't believe it. I was powerless over alcohol. My life had become a man. Death to anybody's strength would be the life of a man. I knew a long time before it wasn't too hard a step for me to take. The only thing that was hard for me to do was to admit to it. That night I admitted to it. To myself and to another human being. Exactly. And I found I kept attending the meeting. That step I stayed sober on for 4 months, 3 or 4 months. Then I picked up the second step. Oh, power high, whatever you think it is, that's your individual decision. But if you will depend on that power each morning, and have to depend on that, and then do half as much as you're supposed to do, nothing in God's world, you can say it's over. Now that's way back for me. I don't care whether you're left, you're left, or even though you're patient right now. If you're seeking help, if you depend on somehow, how you are, to me and God, I'll go to prison. My mother, my father, very quickly. Let me have one drunk like me. If you depend on the power, I will hurt the power. And do half of what you're supposed to do. Why, this doesn't mean another faith from Petersburg, Lewisburg, Columbia, Nashville, make you get drunk. I bet you this is nothing in the world so bad for what to make it worse than what it worse for. I've lived 3 years in my life. I mean, know what it is. Know what reality is. I've faced reality in the past 3 years. Otherwise, I don't know what happened the remainder of my life. I'm 15 years old, or I'll say 21 years old. Come on up that much. During that period of time, I don't know what the hell happened, why I lived. I wanted to die, and I have attempted suicide, but I didn't have guts enough, if you want to call it that, to do it. I thought about it, but I just didn't have the guts. Well, I said, when you think I would look back and see now, well, if something told me not to do that, something was telling me not to drink whiskey, but I couldn't find out what it was, and I couldn't find out what was telling me not to commit suicide now, I mean, let me see. I mean, I'm not a Christian, as far as that's concerned, and what I do believe is power higher than any earthly power, which has kept me sober for the past 3 years. Let me correct that, I got drunk. A year after I came into AA, I didn't have a damn bit of pleasure out of it. Not one bit at all. I stayed full of drunk for about 2 weeks. All the time I wanted to get sober, and I didn't want to get sober. I was ashamed to get sober and go back and face AA. But thank God I went back, and I felt a hearty welcome and an open hand asking me to come on back. Says, you haven't done a damn thing. Nobody else has done or wouldn't do a mite. That's the main thing. You're never unwelcome in that AA program. Build it wherever you want to go. It doesn't make any difference. You've always got a grand welcome there, an open hand, and you can work with people that understand your language. I mean, other people like to speak. I've been a dog, if that's what you want to call it. That's not a bad name for it, a dog. I mean, the man get down like I did in the gutter, and some skin rolling off. But now they got the name of an alcoholic boy. I don't know if that's his name or not. But I'm damn glad they found some kind of name for it and found out what I was and what was wrong with me. I'm proud of that because, as I said, now I can face reality with an open mind, whereas I couldn't prior to that. Well, fear, I guess, is what made me think. Fear, I was afraid to meet the public or reality of anything and just couldn't face it. I just stayed drunk. I mean, I've got to work that out in some way, and then I'll get the bat in my brain. I'm, well, what the hell are I doing there now? What made me get drunk? I'm not drunk now. And I have been drunk for quite some time. So long as I stay sober, I don't give a damn now what made me get drunk. I know a way to stay sober. There was a man proud and thankful for it. I am, because I have lived a happy 3 years of my life, other than 2 weeks that I was drunk for a year after I got into AA. Now, I wouldn't say tonight a lot of money for getting drunk at one time. Because that makes me more determined that I cannot handle whiskey, and why in hell should I come along here and drink whiskey? Don't get me wrong now, I'm not too sure of myself. I might get drunk tomorrow. But then I can't see why a man wouldn't. I may get drunk if there's a man up here that had a drink of whiskey yesterday. I'm just as close to drunk as he is, because if one drink, while following up with the other one, and then I'll be drunk. Richard Williams says, it'll slow walk you down. That's all there is to it. Now, if some people can take a drink of whiskey, and say, I'll take this bottle of beer today, or I'll take a drink of whiskey today, well, I get by with it, now tomorrow they make it two. I've got 9 or 2. You continue on, and pretty soon it'll slow walk you down. Anybody that is an alcoholic. As I said before, I'm proud to found that name for it, an alcoholic, or a drinking, tall, drunk, So long as I'm coming, if it takes over, meet reality, go home and meet my wife and my mother, with a smile on the face instead of them seeing me come waddling, run back in the house, and not even reaching. And you don't blame my damn shit. I came now. I don't blame for nothing. You didn't reach me. Because I wasn't there. My life is unnatural. I didn't respect him. I didn't respect myself. If there was an organization, not a bit. I need a. And wherever I am, or whenever I can go, it's a pleasure for me to get up here and talk. I hope I help somebody, but if I didn't help a soul up here, I have helped myself tonight. You may think some of you are just up here for your first time. I don't know what it is. I went as low as I could go to the bottom of the hole where the solid rock was, and I come back, and then I went back and busted a hole in that rock and rolled back on it, I think. From the way I've been along through my drinking life. Now, those 12 steps is a tool for anybody to work with. I don't know how many of you fellows are regular here, but Tom Moore and these fellows that do know what AA will do, they can explain these tools, how for you to use them. I don't know how to explain it to you myself other than too much. It's your powers over that stuff. Your life is unmanaged. Now, don't boil and admit it to yourself. Admit it to somebody else. And then you'll find relief. Just feel like you just unloaded 100 pounds out of this one place right here. It does. It just feels that way. You can get it. It will give you an open mind to think with. Then you can face reality. That's the greatest thing. You just couldn't face reality without it. Whiskey, when you got whiskey, you just have, you're not fit to face reality because you can't do anything right. I couldn't, no one else can with whiskey. You might think you can. Believe there is a power higher than the earth for one. That's your business, whatever you think it is. Anything that will keep you sober. To take the one we have the raise and climb up on top of that sitting there, how are they to keep you sober? Do it. I would. Willingly, I would do it if it took that to keep you sober. Because I won't. Stay sober, that's bad. That sobriety alone is not enough. Sobriety is for a step of me. I've got to stay sober if I live. I know that. It wasn't two roads or three roads for me when I was that then last penitentiary. That was either death or the penitentiary. I'm about to do death or the penitentiary. Because if I hadn't had so many friends, I would have been in my people. And you just don't know, well, people I didn't know as many people. Well, in fact, I didn't think as many people knew that I didn't. As now, I come to be and so glad that I didn't quit them. You just don't know how much you think you are. The world's down on you. Nobody gives a damn about you or nothing. Well, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Anybody ever thought anything of you that's still there? What they don't like to you and the Bible. Otherwise, you might think, yeah, but that's not like the Bible. That's all. To you personally, you're all right about the Bible. Either one of them, you've been in faithful any length of time, not to me and your friend. I don't think there's a single one of them. I want you to go right out here tonight and stay sober for 3 or 4 months, or if there's not a soul in a faithful that wouldn't come up and shake hands with you and tell you that they're proud and just stay sober this long and hope you to stay sober the rest of your life. Now that is a goal that I'm working towards for the rest of my life. I hope it is. But I only work that one day at a time. I get up in the morning, this is my way. You can work it your own way. Don't make any difference. You can work it 24 hours at a time, 12 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour, 15 minutes. I work it. 15 minutes. So damn well I'm going to take a minute. But I've asked for help in holding on. You work it in your own way. I work it in my way, and you can't take somebody else and examine and work it like they do. You've got to figure yourself out a way. That one first step, if you'll hold that for a while, that will keep you sober. The hour is up when you think you want to. But when you feel the urge, but you just ask that power higher than you are of a morning I do. 2 weeks sober for the next 24 hours. And then at night I thank you for keeping me sober. I get this right. This is my way of doing this faith up. I think it works 100%. Well, it works for me and I don't know. But for Christ's sake, for me, if there is power higher than you are, and ask you to help me. Because look back now, you can't do it alone. I couldn't do it alone. That was my trouble. I couldn't do it alone. I found myself now, and I'm certainly going to cling to that help. Do it 24 hours at a time. Days will build weeks, and weeks will build months. Months will build years, and that. And you can't realize right now that happiness, I mean, if you haven't been in this long, the happiness that you have was in the next year or two. It's not so much a material thing in life. Hell, anybody would say so if you get money, make money. I've never seen a time when I was sober I couldn't make money. Well, material things have found, that's true. You've got to have money to live. But no matter how much money you make and drink whiskey, you're not going to realize any material things I never had in my life, and I guess I made as much as the average working person in my life, but it's never done me any good. As I said a while ago, 3 years is all of my life that I can realize anything I have since I was 21 years old. So I want you to know that I appreciate this invitation of you tonight. And at any time that I can be of any assistance to you, I hope I haven't been boring to you, but if I have, I can't touch it. I told the truth, and it helped me to be here. And any time that I can come and talk to you, and maybe change things around a little, I'd be more than happy to do it. And if anybody wants to ask me a question, why? If I can answer it, I'll be more than glad to do it. I thank you one and all.